From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In the mountains of eastern Afghanistan, a deadline for the surrender of hundreds of al-Qaeda fighters came and went today. Now there's a new deadline. Osama bin Laden's men have until noon tomorrow, local time, to surrender. Not one al-Qaeda fighter handed over weapons today to Afghan tribal forces in the Tora Bora region. NPR's Ivan Watson reports that local Afghan commanders can't seem to agree on what to do with the besieged soldiers.
8 a.m. in the foothills where the Tora Bora cave complex begins. Hundreds of al-Qaeda fighters are supposed to be handing over their weapons here, according to the terms of surrender announced the previous day by a top Afghan commander named Haji Zaman. Instead, Afghan militiamen fire rounds into the air as they try to herd dozens of protesting foreign journalists away from Tora Bora, saying the area was not safe. Overhead, a U.S. B-52 bomber flies loops in the air. Perhaps by coincidence, or perhaps as a reminder, the plane's white contrails leave a giant number 8 floating in the sky. 8 o'clock was the deadline set for al-Qaeda to surrender. Around 9, the bomber veers towards Tora Bora and unleashes a massive airstrike on a valley shielded by Tora Bora's northernmost mountain peak. The ceasefire that was announced by Haji Zaman on Tuesday appears to have collapsed. Several Afghan fighters were killed in gun battles with al-Qaeda overnight. But even though American airstrikes continue throughout the morning, Afghans loyal to Haji Zaman insist that an al-Qaeda surrender is imminent. An officer named Lal Mohammed says last night's fighting was due to miscommunication among al-Qaeda forces. There were some small battles between us and al-Qaeda, but nothing else, he says. By God's grace, they'll still surrender today. They're just late because they're getting organized to give up group by group. But Haji Zaman heads just one out of the three Afghan factions that make up this loose eastern alliance against al-Qaeda. Talk to Commander Zaire, whose troops almost clashed with Zaman's men several days ago, and you get a very different assessment of the situation. I never agreed to any ceasefire, he says. The surrender is some kind of drama created by the Arab fighters. My men fought them all night. They killed two of my soldiers. As he speaks, a pickup truck rolls up. In the back are the corpses of two of Zaire's men, both wrapped in blankets. Amid the confusion created by these feuding Afghan commanders, late today the alliance's third commander made a surprising announcement. He says the surrender deadline for al-Qaeda has been extended an extra 24 hours to Thursday. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.